Behold the place where they laid him. Go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." Today I want to focus on just two words from the gospel reading. Two words spoken by this mysterious young man dressed in a white robe who greets the women on Easter morning who come to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. Just two of his words that he says to the women. He tells them after saying that Jesus is alive, he says to go and tell his disciples and Peter. I want to focus on those two words, and Peter. Why does this mysterious young man proclaiming the resurrection to the women, why does he single out Peter? Go tell the disciples and Peter. It's almost as if he's saying to the women, now don't forget, of all the disciples, don't forget to tell Peter. Make sure you tell Peter the good news of the resurrection. But why Peter? Why is he being singled out? Well, let's turn back the clock a few hours from Easter Sunday morning back to Holy Saturday. What was Holy Saturday like for Simon Peter? Obviously, we don't know. The scriptures are silent on what that day was like for Peter, but we can speculate. We can imagine what that day was like for him. We know on Holy Thursday night that he was at the Last Supper, and it was at the Last Supper Jesus prophesied that Simon Peter would deny him three times that night. And later on that night, he fulfilled that prophecy. He denied even knowing Jesus. He went away weeping. We know on Good Friday that he was not present during the trial, during the way to the cross. He was not present at the crucifixion. He, like the other disciples, except for John and some of the women, had abandoned Jesus. And so he most likely would have heard about the news, the terrible news, later on in the evening on Friday, probably from John, that Jesus had died. I'm guessing Peter didn't sleep very well that Friday night. Then comes Holy Saturday. It's the Sabbath day for the Jews. No work could be done. Nothing to distract Peter. In my imagination, on that day, Simon Peter took a walk through the streets of Jerusalem. And he went to the tomb because he had to see for himself. And I imagine him just sitting on the ground right in front of the tomb and just looking at the stone that was rolled in front of the entrance. And I imagine him just sitting there and weeping. I bet in that moment he felt like a failure. I let down my best friend. I denied him three times. I abandoned him in his most desperate hour. I couldn't even be with him because I was so afraid for my own life. I imagine he felt like a failure. I imagine he felt lost. I imagine he felt tremendous grief and sorrow. I imagine he felt, "Where are you, God? How could you let this happen? What's your plan for me now? I left everything to follow this guy." I imagine he felt in that moment like all hope was lost. I bet Holy Saturday was the worst day of Simon Peter's life, when he was at the lowest of low. Fast forward back to Easter Sunday morning. And this mysterious young man in the tomb proclaiming the resurrection to the women, "Go and tell his disciples and Peter." Don't forget to tell Peter. Of all the disciples, you make sure that Peter knows that God has not forgotten him, that God still loves him, that grace and mercy and forgiveness and restoration, it's all possible because of the resurrection. You make sure, above all, that Peter knows that hope has risen from the grave. Then we know several days later, back up north, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Peter has that great encounter with the resurrected Christ where he appears to the apostles again. And they're sitting on the shores of the Sea of Galilee having breakfast with Jesus. Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And Peter confesses his love three times as an act of reparation for the threefold time that he denied him. And in that moment, he experiences that grace of restoration and mercy and forgiveness. And hope is restored to his soul, to the man who went to become the rock of the church. Have you ever had a holy Saturday moment in your life? A time where you felt like, "I'm a failure. I'm a horrible sinner. I've done terrible things in my life. God can never forgive me for that." Feel like there's no hope. Feel like you're lost. To every soul that has ever felt that way, which is all of us at different times and different ways, to every soul who's ever felt like Peter did on that Holy Saturday, the gospel proclaims, don't forget to tell Peter. Don't forget to tell those who are at the lowest of lows, who feel like all hope is lost, who feel like God has forgotten them, that God has abandoned them, that God has no plan for them. When I feel that way, don't forget to tell Peter that God is alive, that mercy and forgiveness and reconciliation can be yours because of the resurrection. All you have to do is do what Peter did and confess your love for Jesus, repent of your sin, ask for mercy. The only person who fails in this life is the person who fails to humble himself before God and ask for mercy. And Peter, don't forget that the gospel message is for the person who feels worthless, who feels like a failure, who feels like a sinner, who feels there is no hope. The resurrection, the gospel proclaims that on this day, hope has risen from the grave.